Page 119. Video talk. Exercises 3A and 3B.
The not-so-good old days. Ah, the good old days. Life was so much simpler 100 years ago, wasn't it? We didn't have plastic garbage or crowded highways to deal with. Buildings and furniture and even clothes were made to last. Most food wasn't processed. And fruits and vegetables tasted better because they weren't all hybrids grown for long-term storage instead of flavor. That seems great, right? But let me assure you, before you get too nostalgic for times you never lived in, the past was horrible. You would not want to trade your modern existence for life in the past, no matter how sweet the strawberries were. Really, let's just think about the food for a minute. In the old days, most people ate only what they could grow, fish, or hunt themselves. In most places, that meant that there was not much variety. If you go back far enough, Europe didn't even have tomatoes or potatoes. The Americas didn't have lemons or oranges. Even after the Industrial Revolution of the 1800s, transporting food was expensive. People were always getting sick from foodborne illnesses, and the lack of variety in people's diets didn't just lead to boredom at the dinner table. Consider the Irish famine, where a staggering 1 million people died because of an over-reliance on one crop, potatoes. Believe me, food variety is important, and back then, there wasn't much. Next, it's true that a lot of things were built to last in the old days, and some of them may look impressive, like the massive stone castles of Europe and traditional sturdy wooden furniture. However, those castles were cold, and most of that furniture was horribly uncomfortable. You've seen pictures of ancient Romans lounging around on sofas eating grapes, right? But those sofas were made of wood, or even marble. Who wants to lie on a slab of marble? We didn't start using upholstery until the 1800s. And what if you want to move a marble sofa? It weighs a ton! Finally, perhaps the most important reason you wouldn't want to live before the 1850s is that they didn't have flush toilets. This is actually still a big problem. Even today, there are many millions of people living now who don't have toilets or access to adequate sanitation. But in the old days, that was true even in the largest, wealthiest cities. In London, people had something called a cesspool, a kind of pit dug out in the backyard or sometimes in the basement. And that's where all the waste went. Some unfortunate people would have to visit the houses periodically and empty the pits. And on top of the human waste, there was the contribution of the horses that used to be the primary mode of transportation. They may not have caused air pollution, but they left a lot of filth in the streets. So, the next time you see a movie where people in gorgeous period costumes glide through elegant palaces or travel in charming horse-pull carriages, just remember, it may look romantic and enticing, but it smelled really, really bad.